It's time to do the show. Hello, Nikki.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you, Nikki? It is so wonderful to be on the radio, on the internet, on the wherever the hell we are with you again today. It is 9 a.m. We are here. We're here. We're queer. We're proud. Yeah.
How much caffeine have you had this morning?
I've never been queer, but Nikki's dabbled.
No, I haven't. And how much caffeine have you had this morning?
You what?
How much caffeine have you had this morning?
I just started drinking coffee literally within the last 20 seconds. You know what I had? I woke up, I had some Almond Toast Crunch. What's it called? I don't know what it is. It looks like cornflakes, but it's got little almond pieces in it. Honey Bunches.
Yeah, we should talk about this.
You know what it is? It's Honey Bunches of Oats. That's what it is.
We should talk about this.
All right. Let's talk about it. I had like three-fourths of a cup of Honey Bunches of Oats.
No, not that.
What are we going to talk about?
Doritos.
Oh, Friday night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we go to this trivia thing on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And every freaking table there is just filled with food and snacks and stuff, right? Our table has one bag of Doritos. And I'm like, well, this isn't going to do. So then my wife orders, or my brother Goose, he was at the table with us. It was me, my wife, and Bella. Sean Balint. It was Goose and his girlfriend Amy, and then it was this guy Logan and his wife, and his wife works with Goose, you know. And so we're like in round three or whatever, and Goose just gets up and leaves and goes and gets pizza.
Oh no!
When it came to answering trivia, he just gave up. He's like, he goes, "I'm not gonna get any of these. Fuck this!" And he just. I'm going to go get the pizza. We're like, aren't you going to try to answer? He goes, no, this is stupid. I don't know any of these answers, bud. He gets up and leaves, goes and gets pizza. So then I'm sitting next to Sean Bullitt, right? And he comes back with pizza and he's got sausage. And then he's got pepperoni. How am I not supposed to eat that? So I had some
toppings.
I had some pepperoni. I mean, I had some sausage. Oh my god! Oh, there's so much cheese. I had the shit for 20 minutes when I got home.
Good. Karma's good.
And I had a few Doritos too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted chocolate. I was going nuts, and my daughter wouldn't give me any. I'm like, give me chocolate. She goes, no. No, Dad. So I couldn't get chocolate, which sucked.
That's
good. Yeah, that kind of sucked, but that's all right. I ate like a pig. And, you know, I was thinking about it the way I used to eat, you know what I mean? It really wasn't that much of what I used to eat, but it seemed like I was eating a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I had like three pieces of pizza or something. I had a lot. But it didn't seem like I was eating that much. Or it felt like I was eating a whole bunch, but in reality, I wasn't eating that much.
Yeah.
I've changed, Nikki. I really have. I've changed.
I have changed
a lot. I'm proud of myself. I think that I've, I'm a different person when it comes to food.
Good.
And then the first thing I Saturday, oh my God. So that was Friday night. We did trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, I was going to wake up and drive Uber all day, right?
Oh, what a crazy day Saturday, I'm sure it was.
I got up at 7 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get up at 7, I get some clothes on, and I'm like, I told myself, I'm wearing sweatpants, you know. So I put on sweats, and I put on, I get myself all geared up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got sweats and a t-shirt and an overshirt over it, and I'm ready to drive. I wasn't comfortable enough, though. You know, I should have been more comfortable. I should have put on, like, a hoodie or something. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out there, and then I'm like, I'm going to go vacuum out my car and wash it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get up, because I got to drive Uber all day. And I didn't get to bed Friday night. This is the first part. I didn't get to bed Friday night until 3 o'clock in the morning.
You got up at 7?
Uh-huh, I know. Excuse me. Yeah, it was stupid. It was stupid. I didn't realize the time. I was like, oh, look at time. I got to go to sleep. And I was like, oh, man. Because it's like we had that whole evening of playing trivia till like 11 o'clock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just forgot about it when I got home, and I thought it was like a normal night, you know? And I looked at the clock, and it was 3. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go to bed. So I go to bed. I wake up at 7. I go to the car wash first thing, and I'm going to wash my car and vacuum it. Oh, excuse me. So I wash my car, and then I turn on my app, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I turn on my app just in case there's anyone out there, you know.
Just in case.
Yeah, because I know they're going to start early because it's, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day, Springfield, St. Patrick's Day. Which, by the way, is just an insane, it really is an insane thing that goes on
in Springfield.
And it
keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Every year, it's just, it's the amount of people who just drink and go nuts is insane on parade day. And, so I go to vacuum, and the app goes off. So I go to pick somebody up, right?
Yeah.
And it was non-stop.
Yep.
Until when I finally finished at 11:45 or. I think I got 11:45 when I got home.
Wow.
From 7 in the morning till 11:45. It was insane. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wished I could have stayed out later.
Yeah.
But I was too dog tired. I was like, oh my God. Because I wanted to see if I could make $350, you know,
mm-hmm.
in one day. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I could not last. I couldn't stay up.
Right.
Yeah, but it was, you know, it was nice money. It was a lot of work. I had to fill up my car twice.
Wow.
Because I was, you know, it was that much driving. It was nuts. I mean, it was insane. Bunch of crazy people, yeah.
Nobody puked in the car?
Nobody puked, no, uh-uh. I had somebody broke their phone. This girl shattered her phone. I mean, shattered her phone.
How?
She was getting in the car and she went to shut the door. And somehow her phone got shut into the door, and it just demolished it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was it was insane the way it was broken. I'd never seen I'd never seen this before. And it's one in a million that you drop the phone right when the door's being shut, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it was demolished. And and I also had I had people fall asleep. I had people making out.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure this guy was had his hand down the girl's pants.
Mm-hmm.
Going to town.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of stuff. I mean, it was a crazy night. It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And a lot of drunk people later in the day. I saw a guy get a DUI around 11:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
This never ceases to amaze me because I saw this last year, too.
Yeah.
So I'm driving around, and 11:30, there's a cop car, has a guy pull over, and he's out giving a guy a sobriety test.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what time do you have to start drinking for you to get a DUI at 11:30?
Right.
God damn, 11:30. Yeah. The guy got caught up in it, Nikki.
Beginning of the parade.
Yeah, I mean, 11. He didn't even make it to the parade. The parade didn't even start till like noon.
The parade started at 10.
No, the parade started at noon.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they started like, people started getting there at 10 to get ready for the parade.
Oh.
There were people going downtown to drink before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I started driving at 7. I can't even explain how insane it is. People get up, and they go to bars, and they just drink, you know, starting at 8 in the morning. Hell, there were some people out at 6:30. I wasn't, but there were some people that were out there.
That's just nuts.
It was, I mean, I was trying to find time to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I snuck a donut, okay? Which I shouldn't have, but this one guy wanted to go through Dunkin' Donuts. And I go, oh, shit, just give me a glaze. So I got a glazed donut. And then I did the coolest thing. We went to Krispy Kreme's, okay? But I'd already had a Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought some Krispy Kreme's, all right? And I put them in my car. And I'm like, anybody I pick up, I'm going to give them a Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time I'm driving, the whole time, all I'm thinking about is Krispy Kreme.
Well, yeah.
That's all I was thinking about. Oh, God, it's Krispy Kreme right here. I got to eat. So I had to get rid of them.
How'd you get rid of them?
I gave them to these guys in the car, and I said, just take all of them. They're like, what? I said, just take them all. They said, I said, oh, we won't take all. I said, no, please. I said, you don't understand. I'm in here. It's in here, and in between rides, all I want to do is eat the Krispy Kremes. I got to get rid of them. And the guy says, okay, man, we'll take them. So you're proud of me there, right?
Huh? Yeah.
See, I could have eaten like all those Krispy Kremes. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was smart. I'm like, nope, got to get rid of the fucking Krispy Kremes.
Mm-hmm.
This guy better give me a 5. I don't think they did either. I gave him a whole box of goddamn Krispy Kremes. They didn't even give me a 5, fuckers. Oh, unbelievable. I need to get my hair cut today.
Oh, no.
Forgive me for just throwing that in.
Have you noticed that it's kind of snowy outside?
Oh, yeah. It sucks. I know. Yeah.
Going nowhere.
I should have gone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to that in a second. But So I get my Krispy Kremes. I give them away. And finally, I was able to get food around. I kept wanting to get something to eat, okay, around noon or 1, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I gotta get something to eat. And I'm like, I want Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay? By the way, did you know you can't just buy chicken?
What?
You can't just buy chicken at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What do you mean?
I go, hey, can I get 2 pieces of chicken? Guy goes, what? I go, can I get 2 pieces of chicken? And he goes,
okay.
Well, and I go, what's two pieces of chicken? He goes, you can't get just two pieces of chicken. You got to get chicken with sides. And I go, I don't want any fucking sides. I just want chicken.
Well, I would have asked for the manager. I bet you could get two pieces of chicken.
He goes, you can't do that. You gotta order the other stuff too.
No.
I'm like, what? I go, I don't want, if all I want is
manager,
the chicken.
I bet you could have got two pieces of chicken.
He said, I could sell you chicken. Is what he said. He goes, I could sell you just plain chicken, but I'd have to charge you the price of everything. And I go, that's the dumbest fucking thing. That's so stupid. All I want is the chicken. Oh, sorry, I said, well, give me a coleslaw then. Jesus. Well, you still got more sides. I go, gee, how many fucking sides? And then, so I said, just give me the coleslaw, right?
Yeah.
So I get the chicken. It's got biscuits in it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, why is there biscuits? I didn't want the biscuit. Oh, my God. It was.
Doesn't mean you have to eat it.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's craziness. It's craziness with these biscuits and bullshit. So, yeah, I went through that. And I actually, I turned off my app.
Yeah.
I turned it off so I can eat my chicken because I was so hungry. I mean, I was famished. I'm like, I need to eat my chicken. So I actually turned my app off for like 20 minutes just so I can eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And then, let's see, I also I drove to Chatham like more than once. And when I was in Chatham, I ran to my house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'd run to my house, and then I'd run in and pee. And then while I was peeing, my app would go off again.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take someone from Chatham to Springfield.
Right.
And then, you know, I'd get the Springfield rides. Then I'd get somebody else. Then I got somebody in Rochester. I had to go drive them all the way. Now, Rochester usually sucks because you take people there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after you take them there, it's a free ride back to Springfield. But not this time. Not that. I dropped these people off in Rochester, and then as I was leaving Rochester, my app went off again, and somebody in Rochester wanted to go downtown.
Oh.
So I took them from downtown out to Springfield. I mean, I took them from Rochester to Springfield.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, I could have kept going till 4. I wanted to go till 5 a.m., you know, because that's what the bars were closing at 4 a.m. And I really wanted to see if I could make it, but I was getting to the point to where I was getting a little bit delirious.
Yeah.
And then I picked this guy up. Okay, this is what threw me off. I picked this guy up, and he's going to Chatham. And I'm like, oh, man. And I'm like, this will maybe be my last one. I'm like, I really should go back to Springfield. I need to be in Springfield just for a little while longer. So I take the guy to Chatham, and then he literally lives across Route 4 from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm so close to home, but I haven't gotten the money yet. What am I going to do? And I shut the app off to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I shut the app off to think about it. I pulled into my driveway, and I shut my app off, and I'm like, let me think about it. Am I going to stay, or am I going to go? Am I going to...
Mm-hmm.
And I fell asleep in my car.
Yeah.
And then I wake up, and I go, oh, man, I should probably stay here. I'm sleeping in my car like an alcoholic or something. So, a drug addict. So I came inside, and I was done driving for the day.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to try it. But I did. I did, like, how many hours did I get? I mean, I don't know. I did 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to 11th, to almost midnight. So whatever that is, count it off. That's how long I worked on Saturday.
17 hours?
Yeah, almost made it.
Wow.
And then I came in and I was a zombie. I mean, I was a zombie.
What was that?
And my wife and daughter were like, yeah, okay, well, we're going to do that. And I'm like, okay. And we watched Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you one thing. I can't tell you anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about it. And then, what else? Then, I went to bed. I don't remember how. I don't remember anything. I don't remember going to bed. I don't know how I went to bed. I just remember I went to bed, and then yesterday I woke up, and it was, I think I got up around 11 o'clock or 10:30 yesterday morning. And then I was like, I got to get a haircut. But I was dog tired, you know, and I'm like, I got to get a haircut. And that's all I kept saying because I said, I got a haircut. I got meetings Tuesday. I got meetings Wednesday. I have all these things going on. I'm like, I can't have this hair when I go to these meetings. I want to fix my hair. I want to, because Nikki, I mean, I don't even know if you see my hair, but it looks like I'm getting a mullet or something because the back of my hair is starting to grow long.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair on top of my head's long and, you know, it's just longer than I like. So I got to go get it cut. And then I'm like, so yesterday I was going to go. And I was laying there on the couch. And I'm like, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. I say, it's not like it's going to snow or anything. It's not like I'll have any weather that will impede.
Well, that's why it snowed.
Yeah. So I woke up today. Snow is all on the ground. So I got a mess.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the hell I'm going to get my hair cut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there needs to be a service where you pay more to have someone come to your house and cut your hair. I mean, what would you...
Like, super cut.
What would you pay to have someone go to your house and cut your hair?
I don't know. I don't know what I pay to cut my hair.
Mm-hmm. Look, a guy's haircut, I think a guy's haircut's usually around, I don't know, 15, 16 bucks, I think. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So, but what would you pay to have someone go to your house?
I don't know.
To cut your hair. I think people would pay a lot of money to do that.
Maybe.
Would you get a $40 haircut if it meant someone coming to your house?
Oh, yeah.
Would you pay?
I had the money.
Would you pay for it? Yeah, if you had the money, you'd pay it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, too. I think I'm going to become hair pimp.
A hair pimp?
That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it hair pimp. Like, you call me, and I get a hairstylist.
Uber drive them there.
And I Uber drive the hairstylist to your house.
Call it Uber Cut.
And then you pay them. You pay them $50, but $10 goes to me. And they get the other $40. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just not with today.
Why aren't you with it?
I'm tired.
Why are you tired?
Because I have done nothing but clean this weekend.
What did you clean?
Dishes. Laundry. More dishes.
Gee, how many dishes? How do you have such dirty dishes?
I had a lot.
Oh, Nikki.
And I had a lot of laundry.
How much laundry? Where's your washing machine? Is it in your apartment or?
No.
Oh, how far away is it?
Fifth floor.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Having to go anywhere outside of the home to do laundry sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. Because you like to, like, my wife, oh, man. Like, not anymore. But my wife used to do laundry just, like, in bra and panties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was not, you know, when we first got together,
mm-hmm.
we lived in an apartment complex in Peoria. And when we were looking for apartments, like, which one we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, you have this beautiful on the third floor. You have this. Oh, yeah. We're like, whatever. Well, then you have this on the second floor. Blah, blah, blah. And then they say, we have this basement. We have this bottom level apartment. And they take us to this apartment. It's really nice. They're like, no, the only down parts are you have, you know, there's a person on top of you. But the person on top of you is only a single person. They don't, you know, they're never home.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and the other bad thing is the laundry facility is across the hall from you guys.
Yeah.
And we're like, what do you mean? And they said, well, look out the door. And I opened the door, and right across the hall was another door. And they said,
mm-hmm.
that's the laundry facility. And I go, we'll take it.
Yeah.
They go, what? I go, we'll take it. I said, are you kidding me?
Have to.
We'll fucking take that long. Yeah, absolutely, we'll take that.
You have to carry your crap everywhere.
It was the best. That was the best apartment we ever had. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. My wife would want to do laundry. She'd just go across mm-hmm. the hall. She'd go across the hall and put it in. She'd put it in, then go. You know, it was awesome. That was the best apartment. We loved it. Loved it. Yeah. Of course, you can't, there are times where there's going to be a bunch of people there, but usually there wasn't.
Right.
The upstairs.
And I do my laundry late at night when the little old ladies aren't in there.
That's what I mean. We did our laundry. Nobody was ever across the hall. It was great.
Right.
And because no one was using it, we'd use everything. So it'd be done like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can do like four loads of washing and four loads of drying, and you're done. That's it.
The problem here is they all have to be working at the same time.
Yeah. So you got to get what? And what's it cost?
$1 to wash.
Ugh.
75 cents to dry.
Oh, fuckers. Yep. Terrible.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the only time that I had, well, after, you know, adult, you know. When I was younger, of course, I had to go to laundry facilities.
Mm-hmm.
But, when we moved out, we moved to a house that had its own laundry facilities, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And then the houses we owned after, same thing.
Right.
And when we moved to New York, the place we got, we had stuff. We had a really nice place. We lived in Camillus, New York.
Uh-huh.
And we had a really nice facility. I mean, we got a really nice apartment that we lived in. Because I was being paid a shitload of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we were going to rent. We were going to buy. Thank God we didn't, you know.
Uh-huh.
We were going to buy a house, and then I said, you know what, screw it. Let's just get a really nice apartment. So we were going to live downtown and live in a high-rise.
Yeah.
But because I had no fear of elevators then. It was really weird. I didn't, but we decided not to. And we should have, because that thing was about, like, four blocks from where I worked, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, mm-hmm. considering I had to wake up at 5, the show started at 5:30, which was hell on earth, you know.
Yeah.
And we should have lived there, because then it would have been like 4 minutes to get to work. But instead we moved to Camillus, which, by the way, was like 30 minutes away from the station, 35 minutes, you know, and I'm like, why? Yeah. And every morning I get up, I go, why in the fuck did we, why do we live out here? Now, the reason we lived there is it was a beautiful, I mean, it was a beautiful, you know, apartment.
Right.
Well, I think it was a bunch of condos. We just rented ours and didn't own it, you know, but mm-hmm. it was gorgeous. And, yeah, but every morning I got up, I'm like, why in the hell didn't we live at that place downtown where, you know, it's only 4 minutes. Now I got to wake up for work at 4 o'clock or whatever, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, it sucked.
Aw.
But, you know, whatever. And then when I got fired, it's still the dumbest thing I ever did. I literally could have gone anywhere
mm-hmm.
and still got paid.
Yeah.
And
why?
Well, I mean, the way the contract worked, I could have moved anywhere. And as long as I wasn't working in radio, I would have continued to get paid.
Oh.
And I immediately took a job.
Oh.
It was insane. Oh, so stupid. Anyway, yeah, enough about my past. So. I'll talk about my now. So you were doing laundry. What do you wear? Yes. What do you wear when you do laundry?
I was wearing leggings and a t-shirt.
Leggings and a t-shirt? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. What kind of shoes?
What kind of shoes do you wear?
Tennis shoes.
What shoes?
Tennis shoes.
Oh, I thought you were saying dress shoes. I'm like, what?
I said tennis shoes. And Skechers.
When do you wash the tights? I mean the leggings. Right. The leggings.
Do you even know what leggings are?
Leggings. They're like tights. They're like yoga pants.
No.
Leggings.
Mine aren't.
What do you watch? What are they like?
They're just like knit pants.
They're like what?
They're like knit pants.
Yeah, they're real tight, like yoga
no,
pants.
Not.
They're not?
Oh. No, I don't wear those kind.
What are you wearing? A pajama bottom or something?
Yeah, kind of like those. But
well, that's not leggings.
They're not baggy. They're tapered at the bottom.
Those aren't leggings.
What are they then?
They're like pajama bottoms.
Because when I buy them, it says leggings on them.
Oh, doesn't sound like leggings. Leggings are tight.
I just buy the proper size.
I don't know what this proper size. Do you have camel toe when you wear these?
No.
Oh, then they're not proper.
I think everybody else is not buying the proper size.
Yeah, leggings. I'm going to Google leggings, and I'm going to look at the pictures, okay?
Uh-huh.
Those are tights. They're like yoga pants. Yes.
Tights?
Yes.
They're opaque pantyhose.
They look like they look like yoga pants. They look like tights, these leggings.
Yoga pants are flared knit pants.
Okay, I know that they're like yoga pants that wrap around the ankles.
You have no idea what you're throwing
no,
out there.
No, I know. I know what I'm talking
you
about.
You have no idea.
I know.
You have named three different kinds of pairs of pants.
All right, is your ass crack look like an ass crack in the leggings?
No.
Because then they're not leggings.
But they say leggings on them. Sorry.
No, I'm looking at, I'm going, everybody, go to Google. And type in leggings, all right? And then just click images, and you'll see what a legging looks like.
I buy the proper size. I don't buy the too small size.
Oh, so you're saying all these girls in all these pictures, they're the ones that are doing it wrong.
Yes. I do not buy the too small size.
I guess they're the ones that aren't correct.
Yep.
It's not Nick.
Or who's the mama?
It's not Nikki, everyone.
Nope.
And I'll tell you something. Too many women, when they wear the leggings, have camel toe. Look ridiculous.
That's right. Not me.
I hope you don't. You got a
nope.
T-shirt covering your area.
My T-shirt covers my area.
Ugh. People. Were you wearing jeggings? Were you wearing leggings or jeggings?
I have both.
They
both fit me properly.
You have jeggings? You have the leggings that look like jeans?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You should be ashamed of yourself for owning those.
I wear the proper size.
Only when you're doing laundry, huh?
No.
Oh, you wear them other times, too? Do you wear them in public anywhere?
They're comfortable.
Oh, my God. Heavens, the Murgatroyd.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
It was something else.
Well, I just don't get leggings. I don't, my daughter will wear leggings to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pick her up and go, what is this you're wearing? She goes, I'm just wearing leggings. And I go, well, I mean, how do you act like that's normal?
What's wrong with them?
They're just not, they're not things that you should wear in public.
Why?
They're just not.
What's wrong with them?
They're just not.
Just not what?
Proper.
Why are they not proper?
I just don't think they're something that you should wear out. And number one, they're not classy enough. I mean, it's fine with
I'm
you.
I'm not a classy girl.
I'm fine with you. I mean, you're wearing them doing laundry. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about you don't wear them out to the store. You don't wear them out to go to the movies. You don't wear them out to go to Olive Garden.
Mm.
They're leggings. They're not pants. They're not
What about my capri leggings?
Your capris? No, capris are fine. Those are just what, the short
leggings? They're capri leggings.
Oh, my God. Those are even worse. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's embarrassing that you're wearing those where people can see you.
I mean, you have no idea what you're talking
that's
about.
That's something that should be worn around the house.
Oh, Lord.
I'm telling you, I love my sweatpants. I have coaches.
You wear them everywhere.
I have my coaches' sweatpants that I wear everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When I have to put on regular pants, I'm like, ugh. I get a little physically ill.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I know it's something I have that I must do, so I put them on.
Mm-hmm.
But I love wearing my coach's sweatpants, you know.
I like wearing my leggings.
My balls feel good. They fit good in them, you know. Everything's good. A lot of room. A lot of room to manipulate. My butt looks good in them, I think. They're not super tight. See, when men wear comfortable pants, we got loose, like, sweatpants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Women, you look like Spider-Man. You got the super tight, you know. Men don't need that. You guys wear tights, probably.
Those are tights. Those are not leggings.
The leggings look, leggings and tights are indecipherable. You cannot tell which one's which. They're the same thing.
Yes, you can.
Same thing.
Mm-mm.
When they're so tight that...
Mine are not tight like
when
that.
When they're so tight, they're being like sucked in from your butt, you know?
Do you have a hearing deficiency?
I just don't believe you. I just don't believe you. If you could see your butt, if you see your butt crack in the leggings, and you know, then the
no, you don't.
Too tight. Wear those leggings. My daughter wore a sweatshirt to school. She wore a sweatshirt to school.
Okay.
That's all. That's it. Just the sweatshirt. I go to pick her up from school. I go, what the hell are you wearing? Just a sweatshirt. I go, it was a long sweatshirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what? Everything's hanging on it. What are you doing? She goes, well, it goes down to my thighs. You know, barely to her thighs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, don't wear that.
What'd she have on her legs?
Nothing.
Bare legs.
Yeah.
What?
That's what she wore. That's what she wore. A straight A student. A straight A student. That's what she wears in the school.
You could see her skin.
Yes. I go, what the hell are you wearing? I could not believe her mother took her to school wearing that. I couldn't believe it.
Oh my goodness.
She took her
short.
She took her to school with that. Oh, I don't know if she had shorts or what the hell she had underneath it, but that she's not wearing that again. I'll tell you right now, she's not wearing that. And I don't get nuts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get crazy. I'm just not gonna wear them again.
Right.
That's when I'll get crazy. When the attempt is to put that back on. I'll be like, mm-hmm. No, you put on some type of leggings. Put on your tights. Under, you know, before you go wearing that goddamn sweatshirt.
I'm not freeze to death.
Well, it was like 70 on the day she wore it, but still. I'm like, how'd you not show your junk to everybody, you know?
She probably had shorts on.
Well, I don't know how people didn't see her ass. I don't even know how that's possible. I didn't make a big deal about it, you know, because...
You know what? She's going to wear a swimsuit and people are going to see her ass, so get over it.
Well, I'll tell you, that's not going to happen under my watch. That will not happen under my watch.
It's already happened.
Oh, it will not. It shan't.
It's already happened.
No, not wearing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dance at my daughter's school on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday, when I woke up from, you know, mm-hmm. from my eventual collapse Saturday night, I go, hey, how was your dance last night? She goes, oh, you know. I said, what's the highlights? And she goes, oh, definitely the highlights. She goes, oh, the highlight was the grind circle. I go, what? She goes, well, you know, they had a grind circle.
Oh, okay.
I go, what the hell's a grind circle? She goes, exactly what it sounds like. I go, what? She says, yeah, people were just in there grinding as they danced.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, did they let this go on at the school? And then she starts telling me, I go, who was in this grind circle? And she goes, oh, I don't know, just people. And I go, come on, tell me. And her, my daughter's boyfriend or whatever the hell he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was at, he was in Chicago. All right.
Yeah.
Because of, he was there for the parade, the St. Patrick's Day, the you know, whatever parade they have. He was there for that. And, you know, he wasn't back. He wasn't going to come back till Sunday. So she didn't go to the dance with anybody. She just went with some friends of hers, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they just sat, like a couple of her friends actually got and participated. But the rest of them, they just sat and watched the grind circle.
Yeah.
And she was telling me what was going on.
Uh-huh.
It seemed highly obscene.
And the school let the chaperones let this happen.
I guess. I guess it's just dancing now, but Jesus, I don't.
If we got too close, like in slow dancing, we used to get in trouble.
It is boys and they're, I don't even know how to describe it. It's girls bent over twerking and guys, you know, nudging right up to them.
Right.
And, you know, rubbing their genitalia on the ass of the girls. That's what it sounds like.
Well, that's just... Right.
There was none of that going on when I was in school.
Me either.
I remember when I was in school, I remember them saying, you cannot put your hands anywhere near the waist of the girls you're dancing with.
Right.
You had to have your hands above a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our dances sucked.
Right.
And yet now these kids are grinding? I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. But that's what's going on. I don't know how big this dance was, but.
It sounds like craziness.
It sounds like it was crazy. It really was. They're telling me, my daughter was, I'm not going to repeat them, but my daughter was telling me some funny stories about it, you know. Because I know some, yeah. I know some of the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's friends of hers and girls I used to coach and guys that I know who's, and then the best are people whose parents I know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know of some parents that definitely would not approve of what their children right. are doing at this dance. You know.
Right.
So you got to play it cool with your kid. You can't let your kid know that, you know, that you give a damn.
Yeah.
So then they share with you the stories and, you know, you don't act like it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then you laugh about it. You know, you go, oh, my God, could you believe so-and-so? I might go to my wife and I go, oh, my God, could you believe so-and-so's son was doing that? She goes, oh, I know. She goes, his mother would kick his ass if she knew. That's the funnest part.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about the kids and, you know, oh, my God, her parents would have a heart attack if they knew that was going on.
Would be grounded for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that in front of my daughter. We just, my wife and I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hysterical. She told me about this one girl that was in the grind circle. I'm like, oh, that sounds like fun. She goes, oh, yeah, they were blah, blah, blah. And she's like, so, and so my wife and I, and she goes, oh, my God. My wife goes, oh, my God, what would her mother say? I go, her dad would have an effing heart attack if he knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, my God. And I go, oh, here comes Bella. Don't act like it's a big deal. You know, so then we go back to, you know, we go back to like,
right.
Oh, yeah, no big deal. Hey, we're too cool. Mm-hmm. We don't even care about it. Yeah. And then we're like, You weren't in that grind circle, were you? Oh, she goes, oh, no. She goes, but I had a blast. She goes, nah, but I had a blast watching it. It was fun, you know.
Right.
And she's like, oh, so-and-so would kill me, talking about her boyfriend. She goes, no, I couldn't get in that circle.
But if he was there, I totally would have been in it.
Yeah, I do get the feeling if he was there, she would be in it. Yeah, 100% I get that feeling. You know, so I'm actually very happy he wasn't there.
Right.
And I can't, who knows about next year, but God damn, I'm glad this year went by without, you know.
Yeah.
And some of the kids I don't care about, you know, because like juniors and seniors, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, who gives a shit if they're grinding? I mean, come on, they're like 17, 18 years old.
Well, wait until next year and I'll say that.
If we think that a 17 and 18 year old grinding is bad, oh my God. then we got some things coming to us for what the hell's really going on out in the parking lot. Oh, that was the other thing. There was some drugs going on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of kids hopped up on Xanax and Adderall and whatever the hell they're mixing these days. And, you know, but 17 and 18, you know, there's a lot of activities going on. Oh, I can't even. I mean, I shudder. I shudder to think about it, Nikki. I really do.
No.
Because, well, and you've talked about this before. I mean, I know what we were doing at 15, you know.
Yeah.
You started, what, 13 or 14, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh. See, but we went to smaller high schools.
Yeah.
Which I think had something to do with it.
Fun.
But you know what? I started late. I didn't start. I think I was like 16. How old was I when I first got? Yeah, I was 16. I think I was 16 years old when I first got, you know, when I had sex. And I didn't get a serious girlfriend until I mean, I had lots of girlfriends, but it wasn't anything, you know. It was like my relationships lasted like 2 weeks tops.
Right.
Until I was a senior in high school. And then I hooked up with a girl for a few months. And then we were together like over the summer, you know. But oh my God, the stuff we did. Oy. Oof. You know, everything before that was just one night stands or hooking up or going into a closet or driving a car, like going to a party with different people and then sneaking away and going out into the, going to a country road, you know, at like 2 a.m. and, and nailing somebody in the back of their car, you know, that stuff. But I didn't get a serious girlfriend where it was just her until my senior year. But I know the stuff that I did when I was 16, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was making out with girls when I was like 15, but then I started, you know, doing the whole shebang at 16. Oh, my God. I shuddered. My daughter's 15. She is 15 years old.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know about if she has made. I don't know if there's any making. I don't know what's going on.
Probably best that you don't.
I don't know if there's any making out going on. I don't even. I don't know. I don't think I want to know.
It's probably best that you don't.
Oh God.
I mean, did you want your parents knowing?
No.
Well then.
Well, no, you I don't didn't. Need to know. I didn't care if my parents knew, though. To be honest, my dad wasn't around.
Well, you don't need to know.
My mom, from the time I was like 14, my mom's like, use a rubber. And she would get me.
Well, you're a boy. You're different.
She would get free rubbers from where she worked. You know, she worked with the. She worked for a government program.
Right.
So she would bring us home rubbers. Unbelievable. Well, the good news is when I did start, you know, going, I mean, you know, when I did start screwing, I always had rubbers, you know, which was good. Except they dealt with a lot of black people where she worked, you know, so the rubbers were too big.
Oh, Jesus.
She got black people rubbers. They're too large.
That's not racist.
No, it's very racist. It's not true, but I thought it was a funny story. Every time I cummed, they flew off. I was pretty secure. I would wear the rubber and I would pull out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I would do. Very cautious. Oh.
Have I tortured you enough today?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm worried about my daughter and, you know. I don't think that none of that's gone on yet, but oh my God. Oh well.
I'm just not having it today.
But you did a pretty good show. I mean,
I'm just not having it.
Yeah? I thought you did pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, we're back tomorrow, so oh God, I just remembered I have a meeting today. Oh.
You got a what?
I got a meeting today.
Mm. In the snow.
Crap. Ah, man, I can tell you this. These people are doing a big, I'll just say, a project.
Mm-hmm.
And they need a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having a meeting with them about voiceover work, and then I have to hire some other people to do voiceover work. And
right,
if I take the gig, you know, I got to write the script. I'll have to map out what the script is, you know, have to write it. I believe that's what we're talking about, and then I'll have to voice and hire some other people to voice. There'll be a budget. Got to make sure I'm getting my cut, you know.
Yeah.
And then hire other professional voice people and blah, blah, blah. Put it all. I don't know if I have to produce it or not. But they want to meet with me today to figure it out.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's so I guess we should finish the show so I can get ready. Because I'm supposed to go be at this meeting by like 11. Oh my God, is it 11 when what's going on? Yeah, I got to meet with him at 11.
Okay.
So, I guess I should go do that.
Okay.
Fun show. We're back tomorrow with another show at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You guys take care. Be safe. I haven't driven in this stuff yet. I don't know what it's like to drive in. I guess I'll find out in a little bit.
It's wet. And sloppy.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case. That sucks. So I guess we're going to go head out in it and see how it goes. We're back tomorrow with another edition of The Morning Disaster. You guys take care. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Nikki, thank you. So long.